This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Podcast?
Yeah, hi.
Baby Shark. Let's just make this the intro.
It's a very cute little voice.
Who else?
Something for the fellas. Daddy shark.
Nah, go to the end. Let's see it through.
Oh, no.
See it through.
We're going to ruin everyone. Grandpa Shark. Grandpa Shark. Grandpa Shark. Let's go hunt.
Safe at last. Oh my god. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Have a good podcast.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready,
let's
go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6 o'clock.
More nakedness. I'm just reading. Mad Monday's going into Tuesday, guys. Is it Wednesday today?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it is too.
Bulldogs. Bulldogs out of control. Good morning, Sydney.
Hello, everyone. We are going to be talking Bulldogs today. Let's not forget the Secret Sounds 82 grand.
Give us all right.
Now, what is the clue?
It's stationary related.
Related, yeah.
It's.
Three words. They were very insistent.
It's the first word we care about.
Because the it's makes it, I keep arguing that that makes it singular.
Singular.
But then when I say that to people that know the answer, they look at me like, why have you got to be so annoying?
I love that.
That's the way it is. And we've got Danny Lakey joining us this morning. He's got big news. Much like yourself, Em, he's got some big news.
He does, and I'm really excited for him because I think he's very talented. Look, not my kettle of fish all the time, but I think he's very talented.
Speaking of fish, out of 7 o'clock, my goodness, I am so excited.
Oh, right. Oh, no. Oh, you're going to kill everyone. Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Hang on, Grant. You don't know it. Don't sing along.
You only found out today,
so you don't get sing along.
I'll back off the mic.
Until, and for other reasons, you should back
Grandma,
off the mic.
And Grandma Shark. You can come in on Grandma Shark.
I like Grandma Shark because you got to do it like you got no teeth, I noticed.
Yeah, they do that.
Gummy Shark.
I can't believe your girls went across Baby Shark.
No, that hasn't arrived at our household, thank goodness, because it is like a jackhammer to the brain.
Oh, mate, you wait till both of them are in stereo either side.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
Yeah, joined in the studio by our lovely Gogs.
Hello.
Gogsy. The Bulldogs Mad Monday is continuing.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Yay!
Look, and I'm going to preface this chat by the fact that I am actually a big Bulldog supporter. Like, I am hashtag proud to be a Bulldog.
Still?
Well, look, it does raise... No, it was not. It raises some questions. Look, celebrations are coming back to bite them. They sure are because police are now going over CCTV footage from the do down at the Harbourview Hotel at the Rocks. Obviously, we know that players, they were snapped dancing naked on tables. Also
grabbing each other's
grabbing the bits and pieces. Yeah. Also, the Harbourview Hotel being looked at for licensing conditions. Head of the NRL, Todd Greenberg, he's not happy either. He's warned there's going to be consequences.
But realistically, though, Gotti,
what did they do wrong?
Besides
being dickheads?
What can the NRL do to them?
They could fine them. They can fine the players. They can fine the club.
Players. Oh, they can fine the players as well as the club.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh no. So hang on. Well, let's say I'm a Bulldogs player, right? Let's just say I'm Josh Morris, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm there, and a bloke, one of my teammates, gets up on the table, gets his gear off. And
it's Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline is playing.
Yeah,
there's no greater reason to do it.
And he's swinging it around.
So you're getting caught up in the moment.
Exactly. Am I fined for just cheering? What about the bloke? If the person grabs let's say I was the guy that grabbed the genitals, could I argue that I was trying to cover them up for public decency purposes?
Possibly. I was worried.
Your Honour. I'm the human fig leaf, Your Honour.
I like that. This is ridiculous. It is that they've not hurt anyone. It's not like they've approached a group of women.
Hang on. What about the other patrons at the Harbour View?
Oh, please. Yeah. Remember? They had on their own balcony. They didn't have a rope. Remember they had
the rope was there.
The rope was saving people. I just think a lot of Australians are going to hear this and go, and they haven't hurt anyone. They haven't broken any laws. True. They're letting loose. They haven't assaulted anyone.
I've absolutely got those thoughts. And here's the thing, though, and Bulldogs, you guys know, take it behind closed doors. Don't go out in the public. Don't go down to the Harbour View Hotel, which they've been many times before for their end of season celebrations. Just don't do it.
Don't give the ammunition.
Absolutely.
Don't have an oval that they could lock down.
No, but then
hire people in.
Absolutely.
And then just
get
go
security.
For gold.
That's what a lot of clubs do, and I don't know why the Bulldogs haven't done it this time.
Because a few years ago, remember Golds? Yeah. Remember that? That's when they were very naughty. There was the long lens photos when they were at the club.
And you mean because there was absolutely no.
That's right.
Public expectations on their behaviour.
They were worse.
Yeah, I know.
When in public, they'll behave.
Can I throw up a suggestion?
Yeah.
All NRL Mad Mondays should take place at Golden Jail.
It's a locked facility.
A special
lock
enclosure,
him in.
The NRL wing, and it's just they can do whatever they like.
I don't have a problem with it. And if people are covering this and reporting on it because they're trying to cover off outrage that may come from, you know, NRL fans, there's none.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't think they've done anything wrong except be, you know, obvious.
Bit louty.
And the Dogs have released a statement. They say, you know, they're going to do an investigation. They're going to look into it. And I do love they haven't called it Mad Monday. They've called it a team get together on Monday.
Oh, no. Does that mean that Mad Monday's coming?
Well, it has.
This was the tame one.
Well, it has gone to a Wednesday, guys. They're technically right.
It is just massive. Thank you, Dogs.
You're welcome.
Joined in studio now. By Danny Lakey.
Get around me.
Get around me.
Hi, Joel.
Morning, everyone. Morning.
Now, it's congratulations that are in order.
Yeah. What's your news?
Thank you, guys. Well, as we all know in the industry, there's a bit of a domino effect. When one falls, all the pieces get reshuffled around. So I've got Em Rusciano to thank.
I voluntarily
Sorry. But then someone has to go and fill Em Rusciano's space, that being Ash London, which means someone has to fill Ash London's space, which means the midnight to 5 a.m. guys, get a promotion. Get her up here.
Boy Lakey. That's so exciting. So what's your new shift? 6:30 till 10.
Monday to Friday. Always good.
That means you could be in a swingers club by like 10:15.
Oh, that's nice. So good.
Very positive. It's going to work much more around my schedule. The only downfall about the whole swinging lifestyle is I won't be able to speak about it in that time slot, so therefore I can't claim my visits back on tax anymore.
Teenagers, listen to that. You're going to have to slowly alter your content, Dol.
I know. I'm going to replace all my rude jokes with the word nipple. That's going to be the first thing.
That's a good idea.
I think I'm allowed to get away with that. Yeah, just tone it back a little bit, but it's going to be fun.
I'm very happy for you.
Amazing.
I wanted you to tell us some of the overnight show highlights that would have no place in what is a mainly teenage and younger person audience for the night show.
Yeah, of course.
What are some of the things you're going to have to retire from your radio kit bag?
Well, from my bag of tricks, like every time we'd reach a new denominator of 1,000 followers on the show, so 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, we would get in Whippy the Tush Kangaroo, which is a classic spin-off of Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
Thank you for explaining that.
It was a dominatrix with a kangaroo head on, whipping me, and the listeners would ring in and guess request down of 10 how hard each whip would go on my anus.
Does it sound...
Oh, I mean, I'd be happy for my 16-year-old to hear that, sure.
Does it sound anything like this?
Oh, one, thank you, mistress. Oh, two, thank you. Exactly like that.
Okay, so I'm Fortunately, Whippy may have to go.
That's sad for Whippy. Yeah, okay. I don't think Smallsy has anything like that. That could be your point of difference.
It could be my point of difference. That's the thing. Yeah.
What else is going to have to go?
Unfortunately, I one time asked the listeners to try and dirty talk with me to lure my nipple out of the rut that it had been in. The nipple had not protruded outside of the T-shirt and in the sort of nipple zone for 2 weeks. It had gone in on itself and lost confidence dirty talking. My nipple got aroused. I know so because I put a small ping pong ball on top of the little tee that it was in the indent. And my nipple got very excited. I pushed the ping pong ball up, fell over, and celebrations and hilarity ensued. That
it's
was
back.
A good time.
Okay, so the nipple stuff.
Sad. I mean, the genius is... I mean, what are you left with, really, if you can't have the ping pong ball nipple?
I think the only thing that translates across both markets is how much money would you need to get paid to eat a whole chess set? That was something. That's good hypothetical gear.
That is good gear.
What was the what was the figure that you came
up
with? Overnight, your people would do it for a big M.
What I decided is, of course, it would be a cardboard chess board table with wooden pieces. So you have to marinate the chess board in a vinegar and a water for about 24 hours to make it like all porridgey and cardboardy. And I would blend up all 32 chess pieces into a fine sawdust and consume it over the week.
This is a single man with no children right here, guys. This is what it looks like. Soak it in. This is the time he has in his life.
One of the things I'm going to miss is wandering into work and just going past your desk each day and just wondering what kind of treasure trove of things
what
are sitting
sex toys
on and
sitting
under.
There.
I think HR will be very happy as well after the third warning I got for having a 16-inch fist on my desk.
That is not going to lead you into a chat with Five Sauce.
I think I will not say that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lakey.
Bye-bye, Lakey.
Farewell. Good luck to you as well. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. M's wish list. Woo! M's wish list.
There it is.
Of content. Sex dolls.
Oh.
I love a sex robot. Mm-hmm. I believe in them. I believe that it will help many women in the future. I'm happy to have an army. I'm interested in anyone willing to invest in an M sex doll army, obviously with minor improvements. My breasts will be in the right spot.
How much?
For me?
No, how much are you paying for these robots?
Look, honestly, Ed, you can go anywhere from like 4,000 or 5,000 up to 50.
What?
Whoa. It just depends how much technology you want. Jeez. It depends if you want them to like blink, talk.
Blinking.
Or are you happy with them just like being a lump of plastic?
Ooh.
So, I mean, it's been a long passion of mine, the sex robot industry. Yeah. And ever since the introduction of male sex robots with swappy outable appendages.
Fits all sizes.
You know, I love it. And I love the idea of taking on a street gang with an army of M sex robots. I mean, I won't have sex. I just don't even know why the sex is in there. But anyway, Italy's first sex doll brothel is booked for weeks. And it's only just open. It's full. You can't get in, guys, for a good 6 months.
So hang on. So just sex dolls inside the brothel?
Correct.
Only dolls.
That is it. Lumi dolls in Italy has got 6 female silicone dolls and 1 male one.
Okay.
Men are offered totally new passion in mood-lit private rooms, each equipped with a bed, bathroom and TV screen for watching adult films. I mean, the sex robots aren't watching the films, but the men are. What do you think of this acting?
Yeah.
I like you. That was my sex robot voice, guys.
Sure.
And you can pitch which doll you want to reserve and what you want them wearing and what position you'd like to be greeted in. So
that's a nice touch, so, isn't it?
It's the little nuances that make it a difference, you know?
So Warrior 2.
Yes, salute to the sun.
I'll take Warrior 2.
Downface dog. Yeah. There's a lot of downface dog, actually. God. And now there's been footage shown. They did a whole expose on this place. There's footage shows staff setting up the dolls before the customers arrive, and it is really disconcerting. They brush their hair. They
like
pop
a movie,
them in there.
Mannequin. Like a naughty version of Mannequin.
Very naughty. And then Lumi Dolls has stressed, and they put this on their front page, that each doll is put through a vigorous 2-hour cleaning process each use.
Thank goodness. 2 hours?
Do they have like a Hills hoist out the back where they're hanging up
just
by their
toes? Just a hazmat suit and a fire hose?
Pop them in a dishwasher and then hang them out to dry.
Yeah, but you got to hand in a deposit in case you break the doll during the session, guys. They're very serious.
You're kidding me.
$80.
Nah, mate, no.
Hey, that's not the price of a Band-Aid. What?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And 6 months, so Grant couldn't get in for 6 months.
No, it's full. It's totally booked out. So there you go. Of course, it's Italy. Of course, they've got their first world sex doll brothel.
But I'm just surprised, in Italy, you know, they're known for being somewhat sort of work averse.
Yes.
Is this because even the escorts
can't be bothered? Do you know how much people are paying?
How much?
They're paying $160 an hour for the use of a doll.
I don't think I'll need an hour.
How's that?
I don't think I'll need the hour.
Where's the money going, though? Sure. To the doll's college fund?
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
Student dolls. Student dolls.
I'm just putting myself through college. I'm just a stripper with a heart of gold, guys.
Oh, there you go.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
But look, we can't hide it any longer. Yes, it's $82,000. It's the secret sound we play at 8 o'clock. And the big thing that's happened the last couple of days is the clue. Kimmy, our executive producer, has guessed the secret sound. She is now in charge of the clue. Now, before you give the clue, Kimmy, here at Today FM, we're known for more music, more variety. And that extends all the way to the clue.
Today FM is your home of variety with our no-repeat workday Kimmy's Secret Sound Clue.
We'll give you the clue straight.
It's stationary related.
A little bit scary.
It's stationary related.
Maybe too overexcited.
It's stationary related!
And completely unhinged.
It's stationary related!
Keep it locked on Today FM for Kimmy's Secret Sound Clue on 104.1 Today.
It's stationary related.
Yes, we know, Kim.
Brilliant.
Excellent work.
How are you going to give it to us?
Yeah, what's the vibe today?
Really up vibe. I don't know.
I love an accent. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
German. Yes.
It's stationary related. No, I don't know.
That was Indian.
I was married to a German. You'd think I would know.
You were married to a German. Come on.
I can't actually.
Can you
do
it? Can you have an hour? We'll do it at 7.
Okay.
We'll do it this time.
How would you do a German?
Yeah.
It's stationary related.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Stationary related. Yeah.
Okay. Stationary related.
No, that was terrible. France was terrible. Yeah. Go on in.
What am I doing?
Germans.
Oh. Give me a German accent, Ed.
Ich bin einer.
It's stationary related.
On the border somewhere. At the international school. Anyway, that's at 8.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
At 7:06, let's see if we can't give away the $10,000. Grant Denyer, who have you got today?
We've got Zane from Narrabeen on the line. 9-year-old Zane, how are you this morning? You ready to play Today FM's Alphabet?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you got your eye on something that you want to buy if we can get you a whole stack of money?
I want to go to get a trip to Jurassic World.
Oh, you love dinosaurs, don't you, Zane?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favourite? Is it T-Rex?
Nah, it's Velociraptor.
Velociraptor, yes!
It's so fast and sneaky.
All right, amazing.
Well, 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, Zane. All your answers must start with the letter D today. For day. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Zane, you ready?
You got your letter, Zane?
Yeah.
You know the letter?
Yep.
What is it?
D.
D.
D. D.
For, can we say the thing that he loves most? Is that an answer?
D for drag.
Dinosaur.
Yes, you can.
D for dinosaur, Zane.
Yay, D for dinosaur. Right,
it's a good omen. It's a good omen. Let's do it.
Best of luck. Here we go. Name a pet.
Dog.
Musical instrument.
Pass.
A toy.
Dinosaur toy.
A meal of the day.
Dinner.
An item of clothing.
Dress.
A job.
Driver.
A mythical creature that breathes fire.
Dragon.
A hobby.
Driving.
A shape.
Decagon.
Good one with Decagon.
Decagon, well played. Mm. That means that you've got yourself, Zane, a very good effort. The judges are just putting together the little list there. Wow, Zane. $800.
Whoa.
Good job.
You're happy?
Yes.
Oh, I love you, Zane.
Good on you,
buddy. Best.
Good on you, Zane.
I'm
great
so
work.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Zane. I love him.
Oh, our pleasure, buddy.
You have a great day, Zane. Go to todayfm.com.au if you've got yourself a smart kid like Zane.
You could ask Zane if he knows about the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Zane.
Hey, Zane.
Yeah?
It's us again. Mm. Have you seen Baby Shark on YouTube?
No.
We've found a 9-year-old that doesn't know Baby Shark.
Well.
Wait.
Wait, do you know Baby Shark?
Do 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 Baby Shark. Do 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 do.
Ed's just found out about it, and is it everyone at your school loving it, Zane?
Bit it's over still it. Around.
Zane, trust me, Zane.
Uncle Ed was a bit slow.
Zane, it's just getting cooler.
Poor Ed.
Yes, Zane.
All right, thank you, Zane. Well played.
Bye. You just got pitied by a 9-year-old.
That's his fun, Zane.
Or Ed. Oh, he's cute. But he did know it.
I am somewhat late to internet phenomenon.
Well, you're not.
I've only just started planking.
Yeah. No. No, I would say you don't particularly concern yourself with the internet.
No, I don't think you're going to do the Kiki challenge.
I don't know what that is.
Baby, do you love me? The Drake song that everyone's done the dance to.
Oh, is that the idiots that are getting out of their
cars.
Correct. And videoing themselves and getting back in. That is the dumbest one I've seen.
Well, there's a lot
so
of that
far.
Happening. But you don't even have an Instagram account.
No.
So that's why you're not across stuff.
Okay. Hmm. Last night, I came home and my wife said, hey, you need to stop what you're doing, stop cooking, stop worrying about the baby, and you need to hear something.
Amazing.
And I was like, well, that's it. She's left me a voicemail saying she's off.
The jig is up.
The jig's up. Oh, no. She played me this.
He's fist pumping.
Baby shark. Baby shark.
How good is it?
Mommy shark.
Now.
Mommy shark,
mommy shark.
Daddy shark, daddy shark.
Okay.
Now, as a card-carrying mother of someone in grade 6, this song has been haunting my house for over a month.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
Like, so, and as we heard from our little Laugh-A-Bucks kids guy, I mean, the primary school kids are moving on, but it is ridiculous. That's now going to be in your head, every single person's head, all day. You can't get it out. Have you been singing it since yesterday?
You can't get this out of your head.
Oh, God. I was singing it at 1 a.m. one morning because I couldn't sleep.
Who else is in the family?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gee, I hope there's grandparents.
And it goes all the way.
Is there anyone else? What about a patriarch figure?
Daddy's mistress. Okay. My other mummy, who I'm not supposed to tell anyone about. Alcoholic Uncle John.
1.7 billion views
on
YouTube.
Are you joking me right now?
I'm not, which means it has taken over the second most addictive song of all time, which was this.
Open Gangnam Style.
I just got over this. I just.
you just stopped this being your ringtone last week.
I just finished the horse dance. And now I'm sharking it up.
Oh my gosh.
How good is Baby Shark?
I can't even begin to tell you how hated you will be today through all the parents of Sydney. There are kids in the car. Just now. Now that's it. Now it's happening.
Why would anyone hate it if I played this?
No.
Why would anyone be upset if I played this?
They're dancing. Are an evil man, Cavalier.
And it goes to the greatest ever animal based song.
What?
The greatest ever, catchiest ever animal based song. Yeah. Long before your YouTube and your bloody Segways.
Segways.
Electric shoes.
They really took
electric,
off.
No one's made electric shoes.
Your mini disc players.
Okay, you're making stuff up now.
Back in the old days, all a youngster like me had to do, and you had to wait for it to come on. You couldn't just YouTube yourself all morning.
What is it?
Was this.
I
feel like chicken
tonight. Chicken tonight. I thought you were going to play Agadoo. Push pineapple, shake it tree. Agadoo. Remember that one?
Yes, I would.
They flat out ripped them up. There's a copyright infringement there.
Oh, don't ruin. Don't ruin.
We're in Kookaburra, sits in the old gum tree territory now.
Don't ruin this for everybody.
Play it.
There we go.
Agadoo. Agadoo. Push pineapple and shake your tree.
Last bit didn't work as well. Get us out of here, Ben. Joel Creasy's new show, Take Me Out, is a dating show where a man comes out and there's 30 girls, and if they don't like any aspect of you, they turn off their light, which means they don't like you.
To your face.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Tinder in the flesh.
Well, yeah, and I think it is an accurate like microscope into the world of dating right now.
And if you haven't seen the show, this is a little bit of actuality. So this bloke walks out and he's all smiley, had very white teeth. He's a personal trainer, I believe, from Perth, and this was his opener.
Take it away, Tiger. Ladies, I'm Troy from Bunbury, Western Australia.
Okay, so that's about all they got.
He's very ochre.
He is level 10 Bogan.
So a number of lights go off, and then Joel goes...
Just from that. Just from his voice.
Yes, and just seeing him for... and seeing him
that's
for
hard.
8 seconds.
Okay.
And so then Joel goes to the girls who've turned their lights off and asks them why. Take it away, girls.
Emma, I'm coming straight for you. Why did you turn off the Troy?
I'm so sorry. You look so sweet, but I feel like we'd have nothing in common.
Wow.
I'm a city girl.
Have you ever been to Bunbury?
No.
Do you want to go to Bunbury?
You never know if you never go.
So she hates where he lives. Next girl.
Hello, Louise.
I haven't dated anyone shorter than 6'2" since I was about 16. And I lived on 4 continents. Like, I kind of want someone a bit more worldly.
I've been to Europe.
Yeah, of course he has.
He's inseparable from his dog and works with his granddad.
And he didn't, she didn't know. She says, I've lived on 4 continents. And he didn't even, he hadn't said.
No.
He could have lived on 5.
Yeah,
she hadn't even asked that yet.
No.
Well, we've attacked his personality. Let's have a go maybe at his overall vibe.
Oh, Hannah.
Yeah, I'm just not into the tattoos and you sound a bit Bogan.
Ouch. And then
true, yeah. But
and then if just in case you think right, at least they're being sort of descriptive of him.
Yeah.
What if it's just that that's one of the girls wants to deliver a sassy line? Go,
Carly. What's going on?
Look, if you're milk, I would just have become lactose intolerant.
I'm so sorry.
This poor guy's dying on stage in front of the whole country.
He wasn't that. He was a pretty kid, actually, from memory. I remember he was the first guy who was short, but he had really white teeth. A lot of girls turned off when they told the brother dobbed him in for just being obsessed. He goes to the dentist once a fortnight.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, more than you.
And so, I'm watching this and
he's short, is he? Right. Yeah.
Actually, now you pointed out, if you had a sleeve, it could have been you.
Oh, who says I don't?
So it was brutal, man. And I know that's the show, but I said to my wife, if this is being single now, I'm so glad I'm not. Mm. So Michelle from Ingleburn. Michelle, how long have you been single?
About 5 years now. I just came out of a nasty divorce.
Okay. Now, is it brutal out there?
Is it?
Oh, mate, it's brutal. And when you're 30 plus, you don't even get a look in. I think they want to put you in a nursing home.
And so, are you on the apps, Michelle?
I tried the apps, but I think they're too judgy. I don't like people judging you without actually getting to know you.
Yeah.
So it's based on your looks, and that doesn't mean anything. You could be the biggest, in the world and be the best looking. Doesn't mean you're going to have any substance in a relationship.
There needs to be like an older age Tinder,
That's a good idea.
Like,
that's a really good idea.
I don't know, he's senior. I don't know what you call
Tinder
it.
Senior. Well, seniors tour.
Wouldn't call it that one.
No, to be senior, S-E-N-R. You know how Tinder and Grindr you just call it senior.
But what would you have to have like longer videos.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Yeah, and crossword options and things like that.
Let's go back just to finish up on Joel's show, because it's rough out there. Number 7, I believe it is, Benny. This is how hard they get.
Okay.
Eloise, sorry.
Look, hun, you're super sweet, but you are very, very Gold Coast, and I am very, very opposite of Gold Coast.
Wow. That survived.
It's like harpooning these poor people.
God, and the light just goes...
And she says she's the opposite of Gold Coast. I would argue that.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Let me entertain you.
Second team storms off the block after slamming show's rules. Now, I was quite surprised. I missed one episode. You miss one episode and all of a sudden there's a new couple and someone else has left. So apparently it was Spence and Kerry, they're kind of the quiet, older couple from Adelaide. When I say older, they're like, what, late 40s, early 50s?
Yeah.
From Adelaide. Now, they were told that they hadn't soundproofed their roof properly, and they either had to pull down 170 mounts or put another sheet across. Now, they were arguing over 2 mil of rubber.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So, Spence was like, nah, I've definitely done it right. We're going to get a sheet from our plasterer. He's going to tell us it's all good. Sheet didn't come by 5 p.m., so they were told, you got it, you've lost a whole day's work. So then Kerry stopped shopping. They've been seen storming off the block, ripping off their hi-vis, ripping off their mic.
But that does happen, so they're actually gone.
Well, we've been told this morning. Well, let's have a look. This is the reaction to them storming off.
They walked out on the block.
Did they walk out on the block today?
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh, no. Get out of this joint. You said to me down there, you don't say us, don't be surprised.
Jeez. So, but now a new couple's been brought in, Ronnie and George.
Yeah. What?
Ronnie? Yeah.
Just replace them.
Yeah, they came third on the last season of The Block. Have a listen to Ronnie.
I can't believe we got the call up and we were pumped, you know. The Block for us was just our heaven and we had such an awesome time. So to get the opportunity to come back and, you know, maybe be the team that makes, you know, the most challenges, takes out the challenge win, we were pumped for that.
It was a no-brainer.
I feel like... I don't know if they're flat out replacing them. I think they're going to be there to maybe threaten them. Like, if you go, it doesn't matter. We've got someone else. But let's see. Tonight. Yes. Ooh, watching tonight. Yeah, is it on tonight?
One. Good work, guys.
Yes. Well, I did tease it.
It's good.
The Bachelor. Here we go. A contestant suspected of winning has been seen shopping at a bridal boutique. She was seen with a massive sparkler on her finger. She purchased a white dress. And that contestant is...
Brooke.
Cass.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no. That's even worse.
Oh, no.
Not Dream Diary Cass.
See? I'm glad you brought that up.
I wrote down goals and, like, dreams that I wanted to happen, like, this year. And it's happening right now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm here and you're here.
Was my name in there?
Yeah. I told the universe what I wanted.
Holy Moses.
Yeah, watch out.
So we do know Cass is engaged, but we don't know if it's to the badge.
No, we don't. We know that Cass...
She's got a sparkler on her finger.
Yeah, and she's buying a wedding dress. She could just
What? Are you saying that perhaps this is staged? How dare you, sir?
No, I'm not saying that.
Could you, sir?
I'm saying
she married a sound guy on set.
Nice.
Oh, or she... No, I'm not going to say that. Now, Vladimir Putin has his own reality TV show. It's called Moscow Kremlin Putin.
Catchy.
Here's my favourite bit where he's gathering red berries and tells everyone what they should do with it. I'll translate after.
Добрый вечер. Сегодня в программе. Что Путин хотел сделать с брусникой?
Надо собирать и на колхозный рынок.
Good evening. Tonight on the program, what did Putin want to do with red berry? Putin, we should gather these and go to farmer's market. I mean, riveting!
Oh, wow!
If that doesn't win every award.
Wow, we can see the interior of his amazing $100 million jet or just watch him pick berries.
No, Putin infield.
He is a shoo-in for the Russian gold logo. Like, imagine even attempting to vote for someone else.
Vault, oh, I kill your family.
It's
Thank you.
He'll win that.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
10 past 8. It's $82,000. This is the sound. What is that secret sound? Kimmy, this is the adjudicator, our producer, because she guessed it. Now, you've been giving the clue. What is your clue?
Well, you wanted me to do it in a German accent.
I did, because you've been doing a number of different versions.
Yeah, we want a German accent version.
Okay, ready, guys? I've been practicing.
She's actually been out there watching YouTube videos of German.
Stationary related. Come on.
Yeah, ball. Das ist gut.
Ist stationary related.
Das ist gut.
Yeah,
hey, I think I know what it is. Can I have a go, Kimmy? Oh,
yes.
Am I allowed to do this?
Why don't you go first? There's Grant.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Because
I've been thinking about this last couple of days and it's been haunting me and I think I've got it. I think it is a paper cutter, but the guillotine style one. You know, the big knife?
Guillotine. Oh, yeah.
Guillotine style paper cutter.
Grant Denyer. Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful answer.
If it was 1996.
It is incorrect. Sorry.
Does anyone use guillotines anymore?
I haven't seen one in our office for a while. Shelley's up. Shelley.
Yes. Hello.
82 grand. What do you reckon the secret sound is?
I think it's a pen being dropped into a pen cup holder that's got other pens in it.
Ooh. I love that answer. I don't know how you came up with that. It's incorrect.
I don't know either.
Oh, sorry, Dale.
No worries. Thank you.
Sophie from Windsor. Sophie, what do you believe it is?
I think it is the opening of a CD holder in the side of a laptop.
Let's hear it.
Sophie from Windsor, I'm sorry you're wrong.
Oh, thanks anyway, guys.
Another chance to play after 9 o'clock when we go 3 hours commercial free.
I wouldn't say that was stationary. I wouldn't say that's stationary related.
I'm going to look up the definition of stationary.
Good idea.
Dictionary.
That may help.
Coming up next, Sydney, we're looking for Australia's next big thing, 131060. We've got the big banana, we've got the big pineapple, we've got the big lobster. Mm. What should Sydney's next big thing be? We want it. What do you want it to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Granted, yeah.
It
wouldn't have to be big.
Hey, Australia's first online travel site, What If? Wow, what happened to my speech then?
No, that's all right.
I really came in at bogan level, that's didn't right. I? They've announced a nationwide search to gift, so they're going to pay an Aussie town or city for a new big thing, a big tourist attraction. So think big banana, big orange, big mango. I didn't know there was a big golden gumboot in Tully, Queensland, but now
there is. It's the wettest part of Australia.
Now, you can nominate it, right? It's the wettest?
The wettest. Highest rainfall of anywhere in the country.
Sunrise weatherman strikes again.
Is that why they've got a big gumboot?
That's why it's a gumboot. And don't forget, we also lost the giant Ayers Rock servo too this year, so it burnt down. Yeah. So there's room for a big thing.
There is. And you can nominate a person, food, animal, or any object as long as it's big. And if you win, What If will flat out pay for made and put it wherever want.
Wicked.
I'm going to kick up the first one.
Go for it.
And this is legitimate. So I remember talking to Shezzy's dad about the something that gets manufactured in Bathurst. I am putting forward the big Chico roll.
That's great.
Because it is currently manufactured in Bathurst. 1951, it was originally sold as a chicken roll, despite not having any chicken in it whatsoever.
That's clever.
That's true.
And 40 million was sold annually at its peak in the 60s and 70s. Wow. And it made in Bathurst, and I reckon top of Mount Panorama.
Oh, yes.
A giant Chico roll.
That's a genuinely good idea. Would it be upright or lengthways?
I think lengthways.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, what about in a hand, like?
Or in a hand.
Oh, maybe we could make the chick. We could have the giant Chico roll chick.
And it's designed perfectly, so you can snack with one hand while you're driving.
That's why they did it.
It's ingenious.
While you're driving. Yep, this guy ripped off. There was a little Chinese man selling little chop suey at the front of a footy match. And I could bloody do that. And
Well, that is a genuinely good idea.
Thank you.
So let's go to ones. Okay, so Sydney one. So Michelle from Glenwood, what should Sydney have?
Good morning, guys. I think a big dollar sign. Living here is way too expensive.
And you know where we should put it, Michelle? Right in front of Barangaroo. So Barangaroo's already blocking out the view of so many people behind them in the city. Let's put a giant dollar sign in front of that.
That is
a great idea.
I like that.
Thank you, Michelle. NASA from Parramatta, what do we need? NASA?
Hey, hello.
Okay,
what do you reckon?
A massive big kebab. Everyone loves the kebab.
It's not. Where would you put it, though, NASA?
A kebab, I love it. Or just a giant halal snack.
It's got to be King's Cross, doesn't it? That's where...
Just a giant halal snack pack. I can see it.
With a garlic sauce fountain. Now, I'm going off the idea of luck, because I like the wild boar fountain. It's not necessarily a big thing, but it has luck attached to it. So on Macquarie Street, there's the wild boar fountain, and if you go up, you touch its little nose, then you get good luck. That's why its nose is a different colour than the rest of its body.
Oh,
that's good.
I'm thinking, what about a big Cronulla Sharks player in the rocks? Completely nude. And for luck, you go up and tickle its
tackle. You mean a bulldog.
That's great.
Bulldog, sorry.
A bulldog,
A giant bulldog.
Balls?
You go up there and you tickle his...
I love that idea.
A little bit of a how's your father. That's a great idea.
That's good.
What about you, Grant?
The big bra boy? We're going to have him at
Maroubra. Big bra boy. That's just...
That's nice.
Have him just there in a fighting stance, just ready to welcome everybody to Maruba.
I like
or
that.
Not.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
Turn back. This is ours.
Plenty of good ideas.
Guys, I'm moving out of home.
Good.
I'm done here. It's time to find a new family. Things are advancing at a rapid rate in my household, and as a young father, I don't think I'm ready for this next phase.
Congratulations. You know what's happened? What's happened?
What?
Sailor's got a first boyfriend.
Oh.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Wow.
And I haven't yet held hands, but they have declared to the families, both sides, that that they are boyfriend and girlfriend.
And where did she meet this young fellow?
Yeah, where did they?
In year one, of course.
At school.
Oh,
at
school.
Same class.
Oh, that's cute.
He's a very funny fellow.
It's all good if there's a breakup.
Oh, no. And then you got to pick sides with your friends, and then there's factions. And
yeah.
But what was even more intriguing than that and uncomfortable, knowing that your 7-year-old now has a boyfriend, is how her sister has handled the situation.
The 2-year-old scout.
Scout?
Who's known, 2-year-old scout.
Give us her quick rap sheet.
Okay, so she bit the dog.
Yep.
She put a push pop up the dog's bottom.
Yep.
And she stabbed her sister in the neck with a fork.
Yep.
Coffee! And let's not forget, took a giant poo in the McDonald's playground.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
Yeah. So what has been her response?
I tried to erase that from my memory.
You love that one.
2-year-old Scouty's response to her daughter, her sister.
I don't know if you've got a savage sibling, but 2-year-old Scout has already declared that she has stolen Sailor's boyfriend for herself.
What?
Have a listen.
What did Sailor's boyfriend say to you?
I just saw Sailor and I loved him, and he kissed me on the lips. Like, guys, listen to me. She doesn't know Lucky, and that is N-O-T, the truth. He loves me, not Scout. He's in year one. She doesn't even know him, guys.
Yeah, guys.
I love that Scout. He's like, he kissed me on the lips.
And then goes, and then does like an open mouth.
Oh,
kind
she
of
was miming how,
yeah.
She's miming how it went.
She relived it. It was vivid with Scout.
Jesus. So Scouty's claimed that her boyfriend came to Scouty and said to Scouty, I don't love Sailor, I love you, Scouty, and Scouty. Then kissed her on the lips.
Yeah. Man, scandal.
What are you?
Where is a 2-year-old getting this from?
Where is that?
It's like Days of Our Lives, Junior Edition.
But she's 2. That's not good. Have the Wiggles changed vastly since I last watched them?
She was telling this story while swilling on this like little kiddie's version of a red wine glass.
It did look like she was drinking wine.
It had cordial in it, red cordial.
Yeah.
As she was sipping and then just throwing shade on her sister for stealing her boyfriend.
It was beautiful. And she did do a little taste before she said, I kissed him on the mouth. Like, the video's up on our Instagram, but it is some master theatre. I'm not going to lie.
I'll be just down the back shed just polishing my gun, guys. I'll be fine.
Well, that's the problem is that the kid...
To keep Scout away? Like, what are you polishing him for?
Yeah, it's not the boyfriend you've got to worry about. It's Scout.
My little baby bum. And farewell.
Yes, it's turned into my farewell brunch. So the boys are going to be there. They're invited. Yes. Non-pregnant people are now invited. It is an all-you-can-eat buffet. I've requested mocktails and drag queens and bibs. Cool. So I feel like everything's covered with that. Because when you're pregnant, and I've found that I've been eating, I need now, if I'd live 45 minutes from the station, I have to get a snack.
Yummy.
To drive home with.
On the way.
I get a bit panicky. They're going to be in the car without access to food, so I know I get a little snack. Yeah. I had a Magnum yesterday.
Yeah, what flavour? Good call.
Almond.
Yeah.
Yeah, almond
Magnum. Best.
So great. Yeah, they've made them smaller, though. Yeah, I needed,
I've
guys.
Noticed.
I needed 2. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
I didn't have 2, but I could have done a 2.
That's yummy.
How do you find, though, the chocolate that does come off the Magnum, though, onto your lap whilst driving? It's very, very tricky to not crush chocolate then into your seat.
Oh, doll, there's chocolate all over everything because I've got big boobs, big tummy. There's lots of things for it to fall on the way down.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's really good look. So, look, if you want to come, there are a couple spots left. You don't have to be pregnant. You just have to be available Friday. I think we're over the limit. But anyway, todayfm.com.au.
And yes. Stephanie's here. Now, Stephanie, you're coming along to the Big Bump / Farewell Brunch. Congratulations.
You're coming, Steph.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Now, you're 35 weeks pregnant. That's hectic.
Yes, yeah, so probably pop at the event.
Whoa. God, that would, wouldn't that be a fantastic thing for us?
Yeah.
What a great thing to reflect.
And so you've stopped shaving? Is that what's happening?
Oh, yeah, now we were talking about boys, low points.
Yeah.
With pregnancy, you give up on all your personal hygiene. Like, standard slip, don't they, Steph?
Yeah, yeah. Out of mind, out of sight.
So where are you now in terms of, you know, personal hygiene?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you stopped? She's got the baby brains already kicked in. Look at this.
Yeah.
I understand you've stopped shaving altogether, doll.
Yes, yes. So everything just got too fast, like too low for me to start shaving. So I just kind of stopped, couldn't bend over. And then bump got bigger, so I couldn't see. So yes. My poor husband.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Merlin's beard.
You do whatever you like.
Yes.
Well, we're like, can't wait to see you there. Now, look, it's really heating up too. Now, thanks to our friends at Dairy Farmers Classic, donating favourite flavoured milk to satisfy the sweet cravings. But there's so many prizes that are being given away as well. Mm. There's a Bugaboo Bee Pram.
That's the cost of a first car. Yeah, the Bugaboo.
There's a Medela swing breast pump.
Oh, I'll need one of those.
And let's not forget some of the performances. You've got drag queens performing on Friday. Coco and Vibe are going to be there.
Coco
and Vibe are going to be there.
Amazing.
Now, Untame your next event with fun, flamboyant and glamorous entertainers and experiences. Head to untamedentertainment.com.au to book now. So, look, a couple of spots left. Today, FM.com.au if you'd like to come along. And can we reveal the menu tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to reveal the menu and we're going to reveal, I don't know, what else? What else can we reveal?
More of the prizes?
Sure. Is there more prizes?
There's a lot of really good prizes. There's a baby moon.
A baby moon. Yes. I need one of those too. Although I judge people who go in those, but sure.
Well, you can judge them as the winner of this prize.
All right. So register at todayfm.com.au. You don't have to be pregnant anymore, but it helps. And as Ed has been saying, if you want to get pregnant before Friday, go for God.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.